Well, if you work and write emails a lot and you decide to throw emojis in your emails at work,
yeah,
you may be looked at as incompetent.
Incompetent?
It's a little harsh, but...
Yeah, I would go with maybe immature, but not incompetent.
A new study in Israel surveyed 550 people in 29 different countries.
Wow.
And that's what the research came out with. Now, I'll be at 555 people. That's not a huge sample size.
No.
But it's quite a variety if you're in all those countries.
Right? Yeah.
People were asked to read a work-related email without knowing who sent it. The body of the email was always the same, but sometimes it included smiley faces.
Uh-huh.
And the smiley faces were in there. People rated the person as much less competent than if the old-fashioned one that just had all the words.
Right.
It didn't.
I don't tend to use emojis in my work-related emails.
Well, see, here's the thing. I guess I need a definition because I have been known to drop a smiley face in an email.
I'll drop a smiley. Yeah, I will. I can't deny it.
I've even been known to drop a winky face, depending on what I'm saying.
Oh, that's brave.
Yeah. Yeah, and depending on who I'm emailing.
Well, you want to make sure they understand sarcasm, or if you're joking.
Right, exactly. There's no font for sarcasm.
Yeah, exactly. So there should be.
So sometimes my emails may come across as being, you know, like a jackass, and I'm not meaning them to be.
Yeah,
I'm just kind of joking because that's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
So I'll drop a winky or a smiley, but I don't use a real emoji. Just because, mostly because, not because I think it's unprofessional, mostly because I know it doesn't translate on people's phones sometimes or their
email. Yeah, that's
email.
True.
It'll just be
that's
like true. A J or a square.
Yeah, a J or a square. Yep.
So
that
I typically, but usually if you just do a straight up smiley, colon, parenthesis, then it works out, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually. anyway.
That was invented like a long time ago, too.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm second guessing everything because apparently I look incompetent now.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I didn't need a new reason to look incompetent. I thought, I was sort of already there.